Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is January 15, 2021. Time now is 3:25 a.m. Ah, man, right now, I'm enjoying this beautiful weather. Right now, it's like perfect out, man. It's 54 degrees, man, but it's perfect. Man, I feel good. Beautiful city of New Orleans, man. Like, New Orleans give me that vibe, man. You know, just that chill vibe. Let's get this one started, man. Moving forward, right? A couple of days, we begin a new president, man. And, you know, coming from my standpoint, right? Like I said, this is only my opinion. You know, and this is how I move. So, yeah. Bringing the country together, right? Bringing the country together when we're so divided. So we have to get to what has divided us, right? At this point. You know, because over the summer, what divided us was black males, dying, and police custody, right? That what divided us over the summer. And they had a video that surfaced, and I think that drew everybody together, right? It shocked everybody, and everybody that I talked to, even in my profession, was like, that was fucked up, right? It was fucked up. It was bad. It was heinous. It was, you know, it was bad. And so at that point in time, everybody was like, okay, it's bad. Something need to happen. Some things need to change, right? And during that change, we seen police stations burned. We seen businesses burned. We seen a couple of people dead. A shit ton of people was injured. But we got behind it. And, you know, we all came together at that one moment to understand that it was bad. And the ones that got out there and beat the ground, pavement, protesting, peacefully protesting, you know, they did it. And then you had the ones that started the riots and shit that just was chaotic. And I don't recall, And I may be wrong, I don't recall any politician really trying to put out that flame, right? I don't recall it, right? I don't recall it. And I think all politicians, they was like, okay, police reform. Some people even started cutting police budgets right at that moment, you know. When they said defund the police, they let some citizens start a zone that didn't allow police in. And inside that zone, they had people to get murdered. And when the police tried to get in, they would, you know, harass the police when they were trying to get in to help the people, right? So, but I think everybody was on board that change needed to happen, right? I think everybody was on board. With all, like I said, with all the riots and stuff, people were quiet. People that went to jail was given a free pass. You know, was given a free pass. Now we're gonna move forward, man. We move forward, and we have this presidential election. You know, we had a presidential election, and anybody, and I hope if you come into this podcast, right? Hopefully, if you come in, you come in with an open mind, right? Open mind. And I can tell you, sometimes my mind has been closed to certain things until I had to sit back, reflect, talk to other people who had a different mindset, and we had to have a bipartisanship to get to us agreeing, right? So before I jump into the last protest that they had, the last ride or whatever you want to call it, I'm gonna go back, right? Go back. Anybody know me, know, man. I love the United States of America. I done 20 years in the military. I did my time, you know. I did my time, right? I gave the government their time, right? So they had a guy, a couple of guys, right? Couple of guys, and this is how I look at things in life. They had a black guy, dark-skinned brother, that sit down for the national anthem several times, but they gave him no attention. No attention. Now I'm gonna tell you something about this guy. The reason he didn't get no attention, because he was a real motherfucker in my book, right? Because he was the type of motherfucker who would ride the bus after the game. No security, just him and the people. He the type of motherfucker that just go back to the hood. Him. Right? He got no attention. No attention whatsoever. Then you have another brother who was raised by a white family, who said something is wrong with America. And everybody fucking went apeshit, haywire, and cameras and everything, giving this guy a platform. And for me, it just wasn't, it's just not in me still to this day, right? Knowing how America treated my family, my ancestors, right? I still stand for that flag. I still salute that flag, right? I still do that. Knowing the history behind that flag, knowing the history behind the United States of America towards my people. And for me, Johnny Tremaine McGee, when the national anthem is playing, I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna find that flag. I'm gonna salute that flag. Right? That's what I'm gonna do. But this guy here, millionaire, and I don't think he ever done anything like military-wise, police-wise, or anything. I think he just played football, and I could be wrong. But he just sat for the flag. Then he started kneeling. Then it was like a movement. Everybody started kneeling in protest for the American flag and the national anthem, because this country is an ugly country to them. But it was their protest, and it was a peaceful protest, a super peaceful protest. Only thing they was doing was just like, I'm not standing for the national anthem, which is their right. Right. And people say, well, you know, Johnny, that's their right. And if you don't agree with it, hey, that's on you. And, you know, I don't agree with kneeling doing the national anthem. That's just me. I'm going to stand. Right? I'm going to stand. But if you want to kneel, that's on you. That's on you. Now you look at it. You put me next to this guy here or gal or whoever it is. And you look at me. You're like, this guy here goes to work. And makes not as nearly as much as you do. But he loved this country. And you make all this money and you don't love this country. You know what I'm saying? And it is just, you know, that's when you start to branch off to think. And for me, I never want to lead my people to slaughter. Right? That would never be my motive. That would never be my intentions to lead my people to slaughter. And when I say that, when people got behind it, marching in the streets, clashing with the police, standing in roadways, getting hit by cars, that's when I say lead my people to slaughter. At any given time, somebody could have said, hey, we're not going to uphold this. If you protesting, you're protesting. But if you're riding, we're shutting it down. And we know some of these rides went on for days without shutting them down. And we slapped people on the wrist. And you had these millionaires still inciting it. And I'm going to say inciting it because they kept doing what they was doing. Right? They kept doing what they was doing. Because they felt that their voices wasn't being heard. And we sit back and we let them do it. And as you can see, some police forces kneel with them, hug them, and everything else. They say, hey, we here. We understand. We willing to listen. We willing to change. Woo! All right. So now, I think it's safe to say that one side of the political aisle incited, didn't say nothing, went along with it, saying it should be unrest, should be in the streets doing what they do, and yet they stood behind it, they funded it, they bashed the police and everything. Man. All right. So we move forward, man. And it's safe to say that the first day Donald Trump took office, right? Not too many people were willing to give him a chance on the other side of the aisle. And everybody went to work. Everybody. Social media, mainstream media. Everybody went to work. Trump is the worst thing ever to happen to the president. Oh, Trump said, grab him by the pussy. Trump is the worst. Trump is bad. Trump is this. Trump is that. Trump is this, Trump is that. Oh, Trump is just a mean, evil motherfucker. Trump is just, oh, he's a racist. 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 Oh, Trump is a racist. Trump is this, Trump is that. Oh, he loves foreign policy. He loves the enemy. That's all they fed into the world, right? Now, for a few of us, we just sit back and was like, let's see what's going to happen. Now, for me, my political party had already changed. I was a Democrat and I changed over to Republican, right? And that was the end of Obama term. Like when Obama term was coming to an end, I switched over to a Republican because I seen something different in the party, in the Democratic Party that wasn't for me no longer. I went over to the Republican Party. So So we fast forward. We're going to get to the November election, presidential election. Trump against Joe Biden. They put Joe Biden as the front runner because that was the only motherfucker that could beat Donald Trump in their mindset. They didn't pick Kamala Harris. They didn't pick Cory Booker. They didn't pick Ying. They picked a white guy, an old white guy, right? Who been a politician for a long time, and he done a lot of harm to black people. And one thing about my people that should let anybody know, you know, we are forgiving, humble people, right? We are forgiving and humble. We easily forget. Well, some of us. So, election happened. The Republicans candidate, you know, because, you know, it's like, you know, Trump sparked something in the Republican Party that been missing, right? Republican Party came out, was the party for the working class America. We gonna make America great again. We getting jobs back. Everybody gonna have a job. America's gonna be at the top, the cream of the crop. People gonna look up to America for everything. We gonna make everything. That's gonna be making America great again, right? People said make America great. When was America ever great for black people? You're right. When was America great for black people? Right? But some people never had a great life. You know, I asked them, when was your household ever great? You know, let's see. Have you ever had a great day in America? For me, I had plenty of great days in America. And some of my best days when I was poor. Hate to say it. When I was poor, I was loved, you know. I come home, nice cooked meal. Grandma and grandpa, mama there. Aunties, uncles, everybody at the house, you know. Shit, eating, laughing, joking, loved. It was great to me then. And I was poor as fuck. So, we get to this goddamn election. Republicans, you know, we like, goddamn, we got it again, boy. We got 4 more years. We got 4 more years with Donald Trump, boy. We can hear him talking shit. Oh, man, we good. Next thing you know, some states started calling. Oh, we got Trump. We got Biden. We looking, well, man, we got this. We got this. But the mainstream media, you know, they hate Trump. Right? They hate Trump. They hate Republicans. They didn't give the Republicans a fair shot, didn't give Trump a fair shot, right? Hold on, got to sip on this thing. So, motherfucker, next thing you know, the goddamn mail-in ballots started coming in. Now, all these motherfuckers done went to the poll to cast their vote for Trump. But then you had some motherfuckers who were like, shit, I ain't going to the poll because of COVID. I'm just going to send mine in. Yikes. But damn, we had more motherfuckers to send it in than the ones that went to the poll. Next thing you know, ODT down. My boy down, he down, he down. So, he down, and it just went down here from there. So now you got Trump calling for recounts. You got everything happening. Fucking, you know, and Trump had already put into the American people mind that the mail-in vote is gonna be the cheaters. You got fraud. You got fraud if you're mailing your votes. It's gonna be fraud. It's gonna be fraud. It's gonna be fraud. So just like somebody constantly put a message in your head, that will happen. So you look at it. You look at all these people that turned out to go to the polls to vote, that cast their vote for Trump. Then you look at the people that mailed in their ballots, and all these ballots was for Joe Biden. So the percentage of mail-in ballots that came in, more of them was for Joe Biden. Then the mainstream media picked up on a guy that cast a mail-in ballot for Trump for his dead mama. And if you listen to him on it, you haven't heard them say anything bad about a Democrat. Fraudulent mail-in ballot. But they picked up on one for Trump. Man, it's just funny to me that we fall into this trap. We fall into this trap of listening to the mainstream media when most of the mainstream medias are biased, like strictly biased. Now, CNN, it's hard for you will 95% of their news is going to be against Donald Trump. The anchors hate Donald Trump, right? You go to Fox. Fox will flip-flop to try to say that they're not biased, right? But I say 65% going to be in favor of the things that Donald Trump and the Republican Party do for Fox News. But CNN, now, and that's how you're going to sell, that's how you're going to separate your people once again, because you're going to have some people that swear on CNN, you have some people that swear on Fox. You will even hear President Obama talk about how Fox attacked him. You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, like a lot of times, we don't listen. We hear what we want to hear. That's it. We don't listen to both sides, right? Just like I try to tell people, man, like with me, I'm pretty fair, right? I'm pretty fair. Like, if the people would have even gave us Bernie Sanders against Trump, right? I could have really saluted Bernie Sanders, right? I can actually stand up and salute Bernie Sanders. I actually could, because, you know, Bernie, he got some fucked up shit he be talking about for me. But Bernie been in the fight a long time. And I made millions. A lot. And that's the thing, man. It's nowhere in your mind that you can make me think that you got $1 million. You are a millionaire that you give a fuck about me down here on these fucking streets. It's just humanly impossible for my mind to grasp that, right? Humanly impossible. You a millionaire. You in a whole nother level. You can get into the club doors, right? You can get into the club doors. I can't get into the club doors, right? And this is we getting there. I can't get into the club doors, but you can. So what happened? What happened? We got a pandemic going on. We got a lot of shit going on that a lot of Americans, right? A lot of Americans feel that's not right. So, since I can't be a part of your club, I can't come in your club. I'm about to come in your club. Right? I'm about to come in your club. I had one of my homeboys that I went to school with. I said, man, you know, when y'all lay down on the interstate and all that stuff, it's dangerous, man. You know, if the police not there, you know, the car's not going to stop, man. The car's, you know, it's a car. Cars are meant to move. They can hit you and kill you. And he told me, he said, well, I'm willing to die for this cause. And that was during the summer, during the riots and everything. So now we move forward, man. You got to realize the pandemic. You got a pandemic that happened. You got people that's out of work. You got people that's hungry. You got people that can't pay their rent. You got landlords who got to pay a mortgage and they're not getting their rent. You know what I'm saying? People are mad, and the government gave out $600 or whatever, the first round of stimulus. Then they give out another $600, the second round of stimulus, and you shut down the states. You told the states, this is what y'all got to do to get this shit under control. The people didn't shut it down. The government shut it down. So if your city can't afford to keep you going, if your state can't afford to keep you going and they shut you down and they give you nothing, How in the fuck do you want these people to feel? If you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying right now, you might just want to turn off this podcast and get the fuck out. Right? You might just want to turn it off and get the fuck out. Because you got people that's fucking hurting. Right? You got people that's hurting. You got motherfuckers that done bet the fucking farm on making this business happen. And the government comes and they say, motherfucker, look, you got to shut it down. But you put your mask on, you can go to Walmart. You put your mask on, you can go to Home Depot. You know what I'm saying? But you, mom and pop, you got to shut your shit down. You got to shut down. You got to shut your shit down. So now you done shut down your fucking business. You done shut the fuck down. You got no money coming in. And then they tell you, well, we got an SBA loan. You got to fill out the documents to get the money, and that means you got to keep your employees when you get the money for so long you ain't gonna have to pay it back. But then it's hard, you know, if it's hard to get the money, right? Because, oh, you got to send this, you got to send that, you don't have this, you don't have that. And a lot of people was like, man, you know what, fuck that. I try to make it work, you know what I'm saying? And that's the fucking loophole that people had to go through. And the reason that I could talk about this shit, because I know about it firsthand, you got to realize my wife is a small business owner, right? It's just like with her. If she was like, man, it's just too much. Because you had to realize, like when China shut down, she couldn't get supplies in, right? Because China done kicked our ass in manufacturing, clothes and every fucking thing, electronics, every fucking thing. It's not American made, so you just can't go to your next door neighbor, hey, whip this up for me. Because it's going to be more expensive if you got to get the material, you got to get the labor. It's going to be more expensive in America. But over there, with they less regulations, and that's why I be trying to tell motherfuckers, motherfuckers be having simple minds. See, me, I can't talk to a simple-minded motherfucker. I can't, because their mind be too small to grasp what the fuck I be saying. And I try to be as simple as possible, right? Like, motherfucker coming at me with some big-ass words. I'm like, motherfucker, talk simple terms to me. You know what I'm saying? Talk simple to me. Now you're trying to make it seem like you educated, but how much student loans you have right now? And the shit coming out your ass. And motherfucker, you crying because you can't pay it back. Talk simple to me. That's what I understand. Simplicity. That's what I understand. So, bring it down a little bit. Oh boy. So you got all that shit that's happening, man. You got all that shit that's happening. Like I said, I'm down for a protest. You know, you protesting. You ride, you get what you get. But if we gonna say you get what you get, we gotta do it across the board. You burn down a police station, you get what you get, and you getting it. You burn down a Target, you get what you get, you getting it. Right? That's if we gotta send that message. We gotta send it. We gotta keep that energy going. Cause now you got motherfuckers that are like, well, damn, you done shut down my business. I'm not making what I'm supposed to make because I lost money. People not coming in. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I'm hurting. And nobody's listening. All right. And I went to the polls. I did what y'all told me to do. I went to the polls. I don't need to mail in my ballot. I went to the polls. And this is how y'all, this is what y'all do, and y'all give me no explanation, you know? Are you? And nobody wanted to hear what happened, because we had some people saying, this happened, that happened. We showed video of this happening and that happened, and it seems suspicious. But then we always say question everything. But don't you want to be heard? Don't you want your calls to be heard? Don't you want people to listen? But if they're not listening, what you going to do? You know what y'all going to do? We going to ride. We going to get their attention. So this here just got people attention. And it got worldwide attention to let people know that the United States ain't. it ain't united. It's states, but it ain't united. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. So, let's kick a motherfucker while they down. We know y'all like Donald Trump, motherfucker. We about to show y'all what we can do. What this side can do. We about to impeach him. We about to impeach him. Oh, yeah. We doing it again. For a second time, we're going to impeach the guy that y'all voted for. If you motherfuckers don't conform to what the fuck we want, we're going to show you what we do. We're going to be petty. We're going to step on the ant pile. We're going to keep stepping on it. And what do you want Americans to do? Right? What do you want Americans to do? What you want them to do? So, me, I'm good, man. I'm good. Let me tell you something about me. I understand both sides. I see both sides. I understand it. Fuck, I understand it, man. I do. Now we got a president coming in that the other side, you know, hopefully they can stay classy. Hopefully the Republicans can stay classy. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they can. Hopefully they can keep it together. Hopefully, you know, they start working on a candidate that they're going to bring in for the next election. Hopefully, you know, somebody that we all can get behind, rally behind, put our support behind, somebody that's, you know, that you know, hopefully the pandemic be over and we don't do this mail-in ballot thing. Hopefully we can get with the, you know, everybody with the states can get you know, the same machines, the same order of everything. But that was another thing, you know, because the federal government could not step into the states and tell them how to run the elections. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we bring that to the table. Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to verify signatures. And that's going to... And I can tell you what's going to happen. Somebody somewhere is going to say, hey, black people don't know how to write. Oh, this voter suppression. Black people don't know how to write. Look at them. Look, hey, black people, look at this. Come here. They're going to check your signature to make sure it's your signature. And that would... took me away from that party. I don't need nobody to pat me on my head and say, good boy. I need some, you know, when you shake my hand, you look me in my eye. I don't need you to pat me on my head and say I'm a good boy. But that's how I feel. And like I said, this is only my opinion. This is how I feel the Democrat Party is ran. If you're not in the door, if you're not in the club, right? If you're not in the club, you are nothing. You are nothing. And it's like I said, this is my opinion. This is how I feel. This is how I feel how they treat you. It's just like with Joe Biden when he told Charlemagne the guy, hey man, if they got a problem, you know, who to vote for, that mean they ain't black. You know what I'm saying? If the reason I was able to stay safe is because a black woman was at Walmart stocking the shelves. You know what I'm saying? I can't rock with nobody like that, man. You look at the picture of Lil Wayne and Trump, you know, side by side, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't look at Lil, you know, from the picture. And like I said, this is only my opinion. You know, it wasn't like he, you know, shied away from Lil Wayne, stayed away from him. It was a close-up picture. Like, they were gelling, like they had a good conversation. And to me, Lil Wayne was the worst person ever to have up there. You know, like, man, you're not about to get the black vote from Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? You would have done better with just taking a picture with Ice Cube. To me, because Ice Cube is more relatable to the struggles and understand the struggles. Now, you get somebody that done been through the struggles. NWA, you know, had to fight against having a music since the LA gang time, being messed over by the record labels, seeing, you know, the black culture, seeing it, you know, out there, you would have had a better chance. Lil Wayne, you like, man, Lil Wayne sheltered, man. Lil Wayne on some other shit to me. He made good music. You know, like, I don't listen to the new album, but the old, you know, some of his new album, you know, some of the songs are good. You know, I can listen to some Lil Wayne. But man, it's just crazy, right? So how I say we're gonna heal, right? The impeachment needs to stop, right? Republican Party, whatever they gotta do, they need to. They need to sit back, regroup, right? And I think all Republicans right now are saying that, all right, we lost. We lost the president. We lost the Senate. We lost the House. All right, cool. Now, this here gives Joe Biden perfect opportunity to make touchdowns. Now, who are you going to make these touchdowns for? And anybody that know me, man, I love my black people. I want to see my black people taken care of, right? I wouldn't mind reparations. I want to hear talks about reparations. Now, do everybody deserve reparations? That black fuck? No. Me? Do I deserve reparations? Nope, I don't. I'm 44 years old, and I'm going to tell you, I don't deserve no reparations, right? Because I have the formula. I have it. I know what I got to do for my family to be good when I die. I have it. Now, the older people that went through the civil rights struggles, if you was born during the civil rights era and you probably was discriminated against or had something happen to you, yeah, give it to them. Case closed. And you got to realize it's older folk. That's older folk who living on Social Security getting pennies. Give them reparations. Now, this new generation that's coming in, we don't need it. We don't need it. I don't give a fuck. We don't need it. And a lot of people are going to be, oh, gee. No. Nope. We don't need it. Now, if you're going to do reparations or something like that, do it community-wide. Make it grants, loans, forgivable loans if they can sustain the business, keep the business up and running for 3 to 4 years, paid all the taxes and everything. Hey, your loan is forgiven. Housing, land, give everybody a fucking acre of land. Isn't enough land out there too? Because government own a lot of land. And government give out a lot of tax breaks on land. Give everybody acre of land. Fuck, and give classes, farming classes. You know, hey, if you can raise 3 cows or whatever, that could be the reparation. But somebody my age, me personally, I don't need it. And now the next man who's 44 years old, he may need it. But I can tell you that I don't. You know, I don't. I don't want it. That's just me. Now the older people that went through the struggle and got their ass beat, hosed off and all this other shit, give it to them. Now, give it to them. But I don't want it, man. I don't. Shit, if I can get the fuck, if they want to give me anything, look, he ain't gotta pay no more income taxes, no IRS taxes, none of that shit. And all this money that he fucking that he got, he keep it. I don't want no more of his money. Leave Johnny alone. Leave him alone. I take that. You'd be a goddamn fool if you don't. So the healing process, man. Like I said, Republicans gonna have to regroup, right? And if we do get another Republican president, we can't do some of the things that we've done to the people on the other aisle. But if, man, I'm telling you, look at the Democratic Party. Look at that side, man. It's a lot going on over there. There's a lot going on. It's like a lot of radical stuff, man. To me. You know, like, you had motherfucker lose a big Amazon contract. You gotta realize, man, when you in office, it's no longer you. It's us. Right? It's no longer you, it's us. And I can feel when you feel like they done turned against you, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, like I said, I can understand both sides, man. I can understand it. You know, and I tell people all the time, I was pretty blessed. I've been pretty blessed, man. Because I'm able to still maintain. I'm still able to grind, you know. I'm still able to sustain. But you got to realize some people that can't, man. And the only thing the government did to give these people, I say $2,400. And we all know that with $2,400, you gotta look at a mortgage, right? My mortgage on my house is like $900. Almost $1,000 on my house. You gotta look at light bill, water bill, phone bills, cable bills. Because you gotta have internet for the kids to, you know, do the schoolwork. You know what I'm saying? Right now, what should have happened, but it couldn't happen because the government can't control, you know, that sector. But what should have happened is the government gonna tell you to shut down. The government fund your bills, whatever your bills are. The government pay them until the pandemic or we open back up. But that didn't happen. So the healing part come in. You're gonna need another round of stimulus, right? You need another round because somewhere they dropped the ball. The $2,000 would be better than six, but you heard people, give me my six. But $2,000 would have been much better. But the Republican side, oh no, we forging on six. But the Republicans still signed a bill to give foreign aid to other countries, just like the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? We do too much for other countries when we gotta take care of our own first. You know, it's just like I'm cooking for my next door neighbors and my kids starving. Who does that? I'm never gonna do that. I'm taking care of me first. I vote for me. Like one of my homeboys, we had a good conversation. He was like, "Jay," he said, "man, I can understand why you vote the way you vote, but the reason I vote the way I vote because, you know, the poor kids that I see need this type of person in office. And I feel that this type of people would take care of these people." I'm like, "That's good, bro." And the reason I vote the way I vote, he said, "I understand it, man." And like I said, I vote for me and my kids, for a better future for my kids. So, but the hill, we all gonna have to sit down. We gonna have to regroup. The impeachment gotta stop them. The impeachment shit gotta stop. And the leaders on that other side, somebody really need to tame them. And I know me, if I was in a politics and somebody said something like that, put my back against the wall every time, all the time, I'm doing the same thing Trump did. For real. I had a shirt, right? It said, "If you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me." And that's the God the honest truth. Because you put my back against the wall, man. You see me fighting. I haven't started no new wars. I funded historical black colleges for 10 years. I lowered the unemployment numbers. Stock market booming. I got a couple of peace agreements that never would have been done. Shit. I got the vaccine out in time within a year. Operation Warp Speed. But y'all motherfuckers still hate me. And y'all said that I was communicating with the Russians or some shit. Russian hoax or collusion. And we come to find out all that wasn't fucking accurate. And it was done by the other side. And we just forget all that. But, hey man. In order to heal, I told one of my homeboys, you follow me on Facebook, you see the ones who always come at me trying to attack me and shit. So his energy is always anti-Trump, right? So I told him, I said, "Man, you know, Joe Biden, new president, and, you know, why don't you look in the mirror and the energy that you put out towards Trump, I start, let's me and you start, you know what I'm saying?" And that post went silent. He didn't say nothing else to me. Because I was willing to cross the aisle, shake his hand, and say, "Hey, man, it's over. Trump is not the president. Joe Biden's the president. Let's focus on that. Let's move forward. And that's just the type of person that I am. Now, if I extend my hand to you and say, "Let's move forward," and you don't want to take it, I did my part. I'm going to document my part. If you go to that Facebook post, you can see, damn, Johnny tried. Now you look at most of my posts. Man, like I tell people, I look at what you post. I had one of my homeboys, he posted, "I don't support Trump," for 4 years on his post. Then he finally changed it. You put out that much energy towards a man like me, I'm telling you, I pray. And if I do, I need y'all to check me on it. I need y'all to say, "Jay, chill, bro. You sinking into a dark place behind Joe Biden. You not sleeping because Joe Biden is consuming you." I never want to be like that for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden's the president, man. He's a president-elect right now. He's going to be president. You know, I'm talking to one little chick. I'm like, "Well, you know, it's good for history purposes that we have Kamala Harris as the first female vice president." You know, history for black people, or people of color, because, you know. And she was like, "Man," she went in. She was like, "I don't like her. Blah, blah, blah," went in. I'm like, "Damn, I'm just saying for history purposes." But, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm not going to hold y'all up too much longer with this, man. But so, just so we clear the hill, man, love your neighbor. I don't care who the fuck they support. All right? I don't care who they support. Me, I was just good to have some good neighbors that like the candidate that I like. But I have friends that don't like Trump, didn't vote for Trump. All right. I never fucking got out and campaigned for Trump. I ain't campaigning for nobody. Right? You vote for who you vote for. When you go in that fucking poll booth, I took my kids, and you know, they wanted to see the process. Take them in there with me. But man, you in that bitch by yourself. You cast your vote for who you want, how you want to see America go. Your candidate win, they win. You know what I'm saying? They lose, they lose. That's just the way the game is played, man. That's just the way the game played. You got another 4 years to regroup. Hopefully you can win. You lose then, regroup. Get your point across. Get your point across. And hopefully your candidate win one day, and then y'all move forward with y'all agenda. But the agenda should be America first. America first. That need to be a fucking campaign slogan. America first. America first. Make America great? No, America first. Everything America. Okay, well, we're about to get $3 trillion to the people of this nation to... No. You know what? Hey, y'all ain't getting the trillion. The trillion going to the American people. Case closed. Bank closed. But, you know, I like I said, I'm not in the club, man. I'm just a little small boy down here trying to, you know, feel my way. You know, a little man down here, you know, fuck, trying to feel my way. But, yeah, man, y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Love your neighbor the best you can, no matter who they voted for. You know, reach out your hand and say, "Hey, I'm the bigger man or the bigger woman." And move forward, you know what I'm saying? Because, honestly, we got more in common than we don't have in common. And we have to find that common ground and build from that. You know, man, y'all be blessed, man. Oh, remember, put God first. If you put God first, you ain't got nothing else to worry about. Serious. Once you connect to that fucking positive energy, man, none of this other shit will bother you. You see life in a whole new different direction. You see new things, man. Like I tell you, I don't know how to tell you to get there, but I can tell you that it worked for me. Just try it. And once you get there, you'll be like, "Okay, I see what Jay was talking about." But yeah, man, y'all check out my Instagram, JMac141, Facebook, Johnny Mac, Johnny McGee, JohnyMagee, that's Facebook, also YouTube channel, The Johnny McGee Show. I also put a video up there of the land that I had, that land I purchased and what I'm doing out there. And I don't know what I'm going to do for 2021. I don't know which way the higher being is going to take me. I don't know. But hey, I'm going along for the ride, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for my loyal supporters out there that come check out this podcast faithfully. Man, thank y'all, man. Y'all just don't know. It's greatly, 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 greatly appreciated, man. Man, I appreciate it. Man, y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Y'all take care. Remember, be safe, man. Mask up. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet, man. We can get it. We can do it, man. We can do it. We can do it. We will do it. We Americans, man. We are Americans. We are Americans. We all stuck in this motherfucking realm until the fuck we exit this bitch. But right now, we can do it, man. I got faith in y'all. Hopefully y'all have faith in me. Hopefully y'all have faith in a higher being. We can do it. I love y'all. Be blessed.